What you talking about?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the site supervisor for the historic 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse. We have Steve Reedburn joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you, Warren. I love being here.
Well, we love that you take some time and join us here. You're a busy man over the summer. The courthouse has a lot to offer, not just Jamestown, but people all over the area. And we got a few things to get in here first. But right away, out of the gate, court is back in session at the historic county courthouse.
It is kind of makes me smile.
Yeah.
Our courthouse is going to be used as a courtroom. The District Court of North Dakota has decided for the Southeast Judicial District to use the courtroom for social distancing. And they're going to pick juries and hold court in our courtroom. And there hasn't been court in that courtroom for near 40 years, which it makes me smile because now during the Great Pause, we're having court again.
Hey, I have never heard it called the Great Pause, and now that's what I want to call it, is the Great Pause. That's great. Yeah. To the fact that now court returns kind of where it all started, not just for Stutsman County, but all of North Dakota, that's got to be something special and really just opens up the courthouse to a whole new world, honestly.
Yes, it does. And, you know, the district court people have been really good to work with.
Yeah.
And Stutsman County, we're starting to have a really good relationship with the government of Stutsman County, which is a tremendous thing for us because we were at loggerheads with them for a long time. So things are opening up, brightening up, new day, new dawn. We enjoy that they're using our building for such a great event,
right,
as court, and they're going to be able to view that. Any of the public is welcome to come watch. It's a public trial, so... And the only thing is, it'll be on Tuesday when we're closed, typically closed. But I will be there at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. And we'll get ready for court. Then they'll hold court. And if you wish to come watch, it'll have to be until they pick the jury. You sit up in the balcony.
Okay.
And we'll put chairs up there.
Perfect. Yeah. So history in the making, honestly, history in the remaking. So maybe, you know, watch out for that. And on Tuesdays, like you said, Steve, 8 o'clock, you'll be there. If somebody's interested in taking in a court trial or something like that, that'll be something to check out for sure.
Yes. Our committee, our friends group, 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse Committee, is going to try to be there bright and early during the first trial to celebrate that.
Awesome. Yeah, it'll be something spectacular. So mark your calendar on Tuesdays. And of course, we'll get contact information if people have a question about that or I'll reach out to you, Steve. But the court, again, back in the historic courthouse, exciting news there. Steve, we're looking forward as well to another celebration. The Buffalo Days is returning, and the courthouse, not to be left out or outdone, you're returning the concerts at the courthouse.
Yes, we're going to hold one concert this summer, and it'll be outside on the yard or on the grass. And because of CDC requirements, that's way we can have social distancing. We can get people to be hopefully 6 feet apart and still have a concert. We were hoping to have D.W. Grothy there also on the 25th, but he called me yesterday and he said because of medical concerns, he's not going to be there the 25th, but he would love to reschedule. So it's a postponement, not a cancellation. And Terry and Linda and company are going to be there for sure, 1 o'clock Saturday the 25th.
And this is free, open to the public, anybody can come out?
Yes. Bring your own lawn chairs, bring your own drinks. We're not providing refreshments, and we will not provide chairs.
Okay. Steve Reedburn, site supervisor for the 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. So again, concerts at the courthouse coming up here on Buffalo Days, 1 p.m. there on the lawn, so go and check that out. And Steve, let's talk about what's happening inside as well. We talked earlier this year, new exhibit at the courthouse, but of course, things have changed a little bit inside. What would have been a more hands-on has changed up a little bit.
Yeah, most of the exhibits that we had installed, my boss, the site's manager, Rob Hanna, he came in and he installed all these beautiful exhibits, and it's all hands-on. People could touch them and operate the machinery and use a candlestick phone and call the other room and that kind of stuff. Well, because of the coronavirus, we cannot allow people to touch everything. So if you come in and you say, well, I'd like to see this phone, well, we'll show it to you. And between Isaiah Lang and myself, we will talk to each other on the phones if you want to see that. We could operate the calculator or the coin sorter, survey equipment. There's lots of things. Typewriters. They have a voting booth in the basement.
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff in there. And we've said it every time you've come on too, Steve. People, they may have been there in years prior, but things are always changing. Renovations are going on. That courthouse is looking spectacular. The escape room, which unfortunately is also not going on, but that's also another feature of the courthouse.
Yes, we've had lots of stuff that happens all at once at the courthouse. We have the renovations. The courtroom looks tremendous with the new lights and the painting. It looks wonderful,
Yeah. Beautiful.
The escape room, you can come look. We could lock you in there for a few minutes if you want, if only one or two people.
Yeah.
We can't allow it to have six people in that small space.
Right.
It just won't work.
It won't work.
But it may be closed all summer. We'll just have to wait and see. We have lots of new exhibits. We also have a new interpreter, Isaiah Lang. He embraces the courthouse and he knows so much about the building already.
Yeah.
And he's got a fond feeling for the courthouse.
Amazing.
Ever since he worked there. So it... come and see us, talk to Isaiah. He'll take your picture, put it on Facebook.
which leads me to the next thing, Steve. There's already been a great, great wide range of different states that have already made a visit to the courthouse just this summer.
Yes, we've had visitors from Utah, Washington State, Illinois, South Dakota. We had a couple from Canada. It's just amazing. The Canadians are here because they're not supposed to be able to cross the border, but they
we'll just say they found a way to do it, right?
Yeah. And they came to visit. Then we've had South Dakota, Minnesota, several people from Minnesota, Iowa.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
A lot of places, some near, some far.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, the courthouse, it welcomes in everybody. And of course, the city of Jamestown, Stutzman County, we always welcome people in. And so there's a lot still happening at the courthouse. Make a visit, stop by. And there's a lot of things happening over the rest of the summer. But Steve, you want to give those hours because you guys are only open during certain times of the week.
Typically, we're closed Monday and Tuesday. So Wednesday through Sunday, we're open 10 to 5 and through Labor Day, and then after Labor Day by appointment. Mm-hmm. And our telephone number for appointments is 252-1170. And you can ask us on Facebook. 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse Historic Site.
Perfect. Give that a like. Follow them, what they're doing. See where people are coming from and visiting. Hear more, read more about the exhibits. That's a great way to stay up to date with the courthouse's Facebook.
We're trying to do 3 posts a week to keep people active and to see what's going on at the courthouse.
Definitely, which we encourage our listeners to do. Site Supervisor Steve Reedburn here on Let's Talk About It. Steve, anything else? We've got concerts at the courthouse. Again, court returning to the courthouse. Just an exciting time right now.
It is. It's been a really good summer. Even with the coronavirus, it is still business as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. The great pause has not paused anything at the courthouse. No. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk.
You're welcome, Warren. Thank you for having me.